Hello, sports world, and hello, sports lovers. You are now tuning in to the Remicoy Sports Podcast on your DPN Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host, always and forever will be, doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie. And today we're talking about the Warriors game. Oklahoma City Thunder. Golden State Warriors. Saturday Night Lights. All right. And I'm not happy about the ending of that game, okay? It was bang, bang, shoot 'em up, bang, 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 back and forth. All I can say is Oklahoma City's a good team. Oklahoma City's good. Oklahoma City's formidable. Oklahoma City's a threat. They can shoot. They can score. Holmgren, Gilchrist. Shea. Dort even chips in, and I like their little nucleus. They can put up buckets. They can get after you. I don't know about defensively, but offensively, they can put up buckets. Golden State Warriors had the game. Now I'm furious, and here's why. So Andrew Wiggins hit a late three to put the Golden State Warriors up with, I believe, what was it, 1 second, 1.6, 1.7 seconds left. It doesn't matter. It was a little over a second. Wiggins hits the three. So you have time. They had time to talk about what they were going to do. This and that. And everybody was surrounding Wiggins, slapping fives. Hero. And Wiggins hit a big shot. So I was excited. And then 1.7 seconds later, he falls asleep and gets busted by Holmgren. They allow a three-point shot to tie the game, send it to overtime, and then the Warriors got beat in overtime. They got outplayed in overtime. And Steph took some, I don't know, it's close shots, but I didn't like the shot selection he chose to choose. He could have chosen another shot. He didn't make it. They pulled away by two buckets, and then it was over. But that falling asleep shit. And it was CP3 trying to tell him to hurry up and get over, but it was too late. So I guess Wiggins' man went to go set a screen on Chris Paul. And so Chris Paul's man leaked out, I guess. And then Wiggins, like, he was like lollygagging around. And I don't even know. I might not be saying it all the way right because Holmgren, I don't know if CP3 was guarding Holmgren. But all I know is him and CP3 was in the same area and there was screen set. So maybe they got switched earlier. But it was him and CP3. CP was trying to tell him to get over, but it was too late. So they were taking the ball out. Wiggins' man ran down to the key, started out by the three, and then ran down to the key, I guess, to set some screens. And Wiggins got caught just daydreaming and just looking in the paint. And then the screen happened. They popped out. He was the closest to the three-pointer. So he closed out late. He didn't want to foul. And then he hit the three. So the announcers were saying, and I believe it was Ozenbuki, but the announcers were saying I would foul right away. And then after the shot happened, they said, well, he should have just, as soon as the pass was going towards him, just run into him. Just like bang into him. That's what I would have done. That's two shots. Three at the most if they call a flagrant or something, but try to make it seem like it's not a flagrant. Go for the ball. Run into him. That's two shots. I don't understand these professional athletes. They're, man, The IQ. You got 1.7 seconds. I'm screaming in my head, what are you peeking in the back and in the paint? And it makes me think of football when the safeties, it's like third and 28, and the safeties are peeking in the backfield and get torched for a bomb. Same concept. What are you peeking in the paint for? You guys, really, everybody should have just been standing on a three-point line. All five guys, just anybody in your area, just switch and just foul right away. Everybody stick your arms out, foul. That was very, very bad decision-making on defense. And you can't get caught sleeping. What are you sleeping for? You should have already been ready for the switch. And a lot of times these guys are standing straight up when they take the ball out. So you're already in bad position. You should have your knees bent, arms out, ready to play defense. Ready for the switch. Why aren't you ready for the switch? You get paid too much money to be caught daydreaming. Oh man, I missed it. How did you miss it? You had a timeout. You had time to talk about it in your head. You should have switched. How do you go from up 3 points with 1 second left to tie game? We're going to overtime. How does it happen? Everybody know you run over there and foul. It was a lot of good things happening in that game besides that. But that's one for the books, regular season game. Nothing to loot, pop a blood vessel over. I'm just saying, blame that game on Andrew Wiggins. It was his fault. You hit the three, whoop-de-doo, good for you. But you got caught slipping, mental lapse. That was your fault. You lost the game. Should have been ready. Should have switched early. Should have fouled. So the Warriors fall to another game. Blame that on Wiggins. And that's your Warriors blunder game. So Warriors lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder because Andrew Wiggins forgot to switch, got caught daydreaming. Chet Holmgren hit a three, bust his ass, and went to overtime. OKC pulled through. They won the game. And that was that. And you've heard it here on the Rimacoy Sports Podcast on your DPN Dream Podcast Network.